Well, it is the Auckland Nines this weekend. We're looking forward to it. Elijah Taylor joins us now. Elijah, how are you, champion?
Hey, boys. How's it going? I'm good. How are you?
Good, mate. You've moved to the Tigers from Penrith last season. How's it all going for you?
Yeah, settled in really nicely now. I've had my first preseason with the Tigers, so it was good to develop combinations with the boys. And just can't wait to rip into the Nines.
Yeah, and it's always good to get your immediate future and long-term future sorted out, Elijah, and you've done that now to start the season and relax and enjoy a bit of the off-season.
Yeah, it's something that all 40 players are going to go through during their careers, contract talks and that. So, yeah, I was really happy we got it sorted out. And, pre-season's been really tough, but I know all the boys are looking forward to this weekend.
Mate, obviously to be captain of this Nines outfit, and be a newcomer to the club in a way, it's a good honour. What sort of attitude does the West Tigers carry into the Nines? How serious will you take the concept?
Yeah, we're taking the Nines very seriously. We're putting on a lot of young talent that can't wait to show their skills in front of on a big stage. The boys are really excited. We're focusing on doing really well at the Nines, and we've got some young guns, Watson, Isan, JJ. They're really looking forward to ripping in come the weekend.
And you're part of the leadership group, so Jason Taylor sees you as that leader in the club. What's JT been like so far this year? Certain frustrations from last season, it's all pretty settled at this stage?
Yeah, it's all settled. Funny you mentioned that, but when I was at Penrith and I was moving to Tigers, my first coffee with the coach, JT, was the leadership role, and that was his main focus before the footy. He really wanted more leaders at the club, and he saw me as that. I took it with both hands, really, and the boys all voted the leadership group. The coach didn't choose it. We do it at the Tigers, all the boys write down six names, and then that's how we decide our leadership group.
Okay. Fantastic. So the peers have chosen you. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was pretty humbling. Mm. So, massive shoes to fill, but I can't wait to get into it.
Elijah, I'd like to own a fish and chip shop near Kevin Naguama. He eats fish, three times a day in this new diet of his? he's looking enormous.
Mate, he's shredded all year round.
Yeah.
He's it's the Fijian jeans, man. he just never puts on fat. I've never seen him with, like, flabby skin. He's always ripped and shredded. It's just the Fijian jeans, and it's so unfair.
He's got gills now, though.
Mate, he's having fish breakfast, lunch, and dinner, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he was talking about their diet to me the other day. So it's definitely working for him because, man, he's looking sharp on the field. He's training really well. He's, and he'll be one to look out for this weekend as well.
Mate, if there's one person who's impressed you during the off-season and pre-season training, who would it be?
Matty Eisenhoof and Joel Edwards.
Okay.
They've been training really well, and definitely be in the starting team come the start of the season. But those two have really stuck out to me because every day they turn up and they train hard. Every day they're consistent in their efforts and their performances, their training. And, they're really going to deserve a jersey come round one.
And Elijah, you weren't at the club at the beginning of last year, the West Tigers, but they are such a popular club, the Tigers, and they made a horrific start to the season, only winning a couple of games in the first couple of months of the competition. Has there been an emphasis, has there been much chat about actually making a good, positive start to the season?
Yeah, I suppose every club I've been to, every campaign I've been in, you always want to make a statement at the start of the season. You always want to string some wins together, players don't go out there to lose games.
No, that's right.
But man, it's a tough start. First five games for us at the West Tigers, we've got a lot of Sunday afternoon games, so it'll be pretty hot, and we've got Rabbitohs round one. So
yeah,
we've got our work cut out for us. But with the preseason we've done and the hard work we've put in from all accounts from our trainers and our sports scientists, it's been the most high running and the most high K's we've ever done in the last three pre-seasons. So, yeah, all the stats suggest that we're going to have a good start to the season.
Yeah, and big fella Aaron Woods, how's he travelling?
He's got a haircut.
Yeah, really good. He came into the training at January 9th.
Yeah.
And, you know, straight away, you can just feel his experience and his leadership come into our training sessions when he first got back. And he's coming off a high of a Four Nations campaign. And, yeah, he's our leader, and man, he's just brought good energy to the club. I was back to the training, and he's really made our whole training session go to another level, just his influence and just him around there in the session.
Always a good idea to be wrapping the club captain. Elijah,
Origin captain, maybe.
And Origin maybe captain, exactly. Elijah, good luck, mate. Enjoy it. Plenty of activity for you over the weekend. Play well, and then good luck for the start of the season against the Rabbitohs.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
No,
good
thank
on you,
mate.
Well done.
Elijah Taylor there. West Tigers back rower, but he's also the captain there for the Nines. The Tigers are $34 at tab.com.au to be winning the Auckland Nines. They've got a relatively inexperienced team going there. And the Tigers are also $34 to win the NRL Premiership as well. Popular team, crunch year. Well, for all NRL clubs, but they've got to be making the eight, the West Tigers this year.